You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The stock Jio Financial Services advanced 5% to an intraday high of ₹371.95 after it entered into a joint venture with US-based BlackRock. On Monday, in an exchange filing, Jio Financial said that it signed an agreement with BlackRock to undertake the wealth business, including incorporating of a wealth management company and subsequent incorporation of a brokerage company in India. Earlier in 2023, BlackRock and Jio Financial Services announced an agreement to form a 50-50 joint venture to deliver tech-enabled access to affordable, innovative investment solutions for millions of investors in India. Jio Financial Services has fallen over 1% in the past 5 days, but has risen more than 62% in the last 6 months. In other news, the broking firm CLSA has given a sell rating on Wipro, a target price of ₹445, after its CEO, Thierry Delaporte, tendered his resignation on April 6th. Wipro announced Srini Pillai as the new CEO. CLSA said that Wipro has consistently underperformed its peers. After Azim Premji left the CEO's post, it believes that the new CEO has a tough task ahead with Wipro. Later during the week, Wipro will be reporting its Q4 results. CLSA, in its research report, said that the company was consistently performing poorly under Delaporte. Also, the IT major was unable to retain senior talent, which includes CFO, COO, and various other business heads. Moving on, Dynacon Systems and Solutions Private Limited, a technology solutions provider, today announced that it has secured a significant contract worth ₹233 crore from the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development. The contract, it added, encompasses the upgradation and migration of core banking solutions, CBS, from Finacle 7.0 to Finacle 10.2.25. Operating on the application service provider model, the scope of the contract includes serving 1,391 branches of 38 state Coop banks across 8 states. The project scope includes core banking solution upgrade, migration and maintenance, alongside infrastructure and network enhancements from technology vendors such as HPE, Oracle, Fortinet, Array and Versa. Furthermore, this contract is structured on an operating expense basis, ensuring recurring revenue streams throughout the agreement. Up next, a few days after cricketer MS Dhoni was seen riding the e-motorrad Doodle V3 e-bike, the company has now announced that the former Indian cricket captain has invested in the company, which entails equity ownership while also taking up his new role as the company's brand endorser. In November 2023, e-motorrad secured ₹164 crore in a Series B funding round led by Panthera Growth Partners. This capital was used to strengthen the company's manufacturing capabilities, expand its global outreach and enhance its R&D facility. The Doodle V3 is a funky e-bike that can be folded in half while offering a range of around 60 km with a top speed of 25 km per hour. Meanwhile, the second round of stress test and liquidity analysis for small and mid-cap funds appeared slightly better compared to the previous month's results. Asset management companies were asked by capital market regulator SEBI to start conducting a regular stress test on their small and mid-cap funds to see how prepared the fund houses are to meet any sudden surge in redemption requests by their subscribers. Take a look at the performance of India's top 5 fund houses in the stress test results for March 2024. In the stress test results for March published on AMFI website, India's largest fund house, SBI Mutual Fund, showed that its small cap fund would now take 58 days to liquidate 50% of its portfolio against 60 days earlier. India's first under-river Kolkata Metro's Howrah Maidan Esplanade corridor recorded 12.14 lakh passengers travelling along the stretch in 30 days, some of which run below the Hooghly River. Since the launch of the metro rail service from March 15th to April 14th, it earned ₹1.75 crore on the Green Line as per the statement by Metro Railway Kolkata. In March 2023, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the metro train service between Howrah Maidan and Esplanade in Kolkata, marking the opening of India's first under-river tunnel. Notably, the 4.8 km tunnel between Howrah Maidan and Esplanade includes a 1.2 km section, which is 30 meters below the Hooghly River, establishing it as the country's first transportation tunnel beneath a significant river. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. The benchmark equity indices closed in negative territory on April 16th. The NSE Nifty 50 lost 95.75 points or 0.43% to close at 22,176.75, while the BSE Sensex pulled back 386 points or 0.53% to finish at 73,014.04. Nifty Bank dropped 178.40 points or 0.37% to close at 47,594.85. Aisha Motors, DeVries Laboratories, Titan, ONGC and Hindustan Unilever were the top gainers in the Nifty 50, while Infosys, LTI Mindtree, IndusInd Bank, Bajaj Finserv and Wipro were the major laggards in the Nifty 50 on April 16th during later hours. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.